You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Odyssey Sports Betting Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11:01 Eastern time, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network and the Odyssey app. What's going on, Nick? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, buddy? Good to be on with you here today on a Thursday.
Yes, no doubt. Football game tonight. What do you like in terms of, when you're looking at the Rams and Seahawks?
Yeah, I think, Moose, it's a fascinating game, like a fascinating handicap tonight, where it's going to rain tonight in Seattle. If you look at the weather forecast, it actually says, like, definite rain. That is verbatim what it says. So it will be raining tonight in Seattle, which I do think kind of, like, adds a little fun to the handicap of this game, where I don't know if that means we'll see less scoring necessarily, but, I think, yep. We've never seen a Thursday night football game with two teams with 11 wins before, so you can make a case this is the biggest Thursday night game in the history of the National Football League, and add a little rain to the equation to make it a little interesting. Now, we are not expecting Davante Adams to play in tonight's game. I would be shocked if Davante played after the hamstring injury he suffered on Sunday in the Rams' win over the Lions. And why this is so interesting in this particular matchup, and I'm going to get a little like football nerdy with people for a moment, and I want people, like, when you watch the game tonight, to kind of view things through this lens. I think it'll make it really fun. Rams offense versus Seahawks defense. So the Rams have been leaning into this year, Moose, especially recently, a lot of 13 personnel, which is one receiver, three tight ends. And it's been a huge departure for Sean McVay as he's kind of evolved his offense as the years have gone on. And they have slammed teams with three tight ends on the field. Now, you know, if you have Davante and Puka Nacua, it gives you the option to do something else, right? You could run sets with two receivers. You could run sets with three receivers because you have two incredible wideouts in Puka and Davante Adams. With Davante out tonight, I think it kind of forces the Rams' hand a little bit, where I think you'll see the Rams kind of forced to be in this 13 personnel look a lot. And if I know that, then Seattle knows that. And Seattle's head coach and great yacht rock singer, Mike McDonald, he is kind of referred to, Moose, as like the McVay of defense. He's like the young defensive innovator that's kind of like the answer to like the Kyle Shanahan tree. And is he going to be able to scheme something up to stop this personnel grouping that's been pretty unstoppable over the course of the year? They did a nice job against it when they played a couple weeks ago. So that would be, I think, the first step in the handicap for tonight's game. Can Seattle's defense slow down that Rams personnel grouping that has destroyed teams all year long? And the second part, and this is where we lose the football nerd stuff and we just, let's just talk some narratives here.
Yeah.
Do you trust Sam Darnold to play well in a big game? And I think that's a question that resonates, especially here locally in New York, because of what Jets fans watch for so many years. And in every big game that he's played in, whether it's, you know, last year's Sunday Night Football final game in Detroit, wild card round in Los Angeles against the Rams a couple weeks ago, threw four picks in that game, where Rams defensive coordinator Chris Shula has kind of shoved them in a locker. Do you think Sam Darnold can play well tonight? Because if you do, I think Seattle's going to win this game if Sam Darnold plays well. But that's a really tough button for me to click. I do have props, Moose, that I like in the game. If you made me bet the game, I would bet the Rams because I don't trust Darnold. But I really do think it's really close, too close to call. Seattle, I think, is a deserved small home favorite, less than 3 points.
Nick, when do you get to a point where you trust Sam?
Can he ball out tonight? Can he play well and kind of slay the Rams? Can they get the number one seed?
Like, if he plays well tonight, do you think the Darnold question gets answered?
I don't know if it gets fully answered. I don't know if it gets answered until he plays well in and wins a playoff game.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, like, so let's say he doesn't play well tonight and the Seahawks lose. They're still very likely to be the 5 seed, right, in the NFC as the highest rated or the wild card team with the best record, which means they would go. And by the way, this is the Rams don't win the division also. Will very likely go on the road wild card weekend at either Tampa or Carolina, where, like, the Rams, and I know that Tampa beat Seattle earlier in the season. Seattle's way better than Tampa at this point in the year.
No doubt.
And if it's Seattle, right? So Seattle's the 5. Seattle at Carolina, Seattle at Tampa. The Seahawks will absolutely be favored in either of those games. So if he plays poorly in tonight's game, would you bet Seattle as a small road favorite in those games? I'm not saying I wouldn't, just that I think it's an interesting thing to think about and something we may be faced with here coming up in a couple weeks at the start of the postseason. For me, Moose, that question gets answered when he plays well in and wins a playoff game.
All right. When you look at it, anything from a prop perspective tonight, Nick?
Yeah, let's dive a little deep here. So with Devontae Adams out, and I think the Sunday morning You Better You Bet listeners, Moose, will be familiar with this name because yeah, we bet this guy to score a touchdown in the London game the Rams played, and they destroyed the Jaguars in that game. Kanata Mumfield, like Hakuna Matata. Kanata Mumfield, Mumfield and Sons, I will wait
Hakuna
for you.
Hakuna Matata.
There you go. It's a wonderful phrase, especially when you win money. So last week against the, and this is, you know, all the evidence that we can go off of, right?
Yeah.
So last week against the Lions, Mumfield played way ahead of Jordan Whittington and Tutu Atwell. If you don't know who these guys are, like, I do the work so you don't have to. That's okay. They are like the Rams receivers behind Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua. So Mumfield played way more snaps than the other Rams receivers, which I think probably means that if you take Devontae Adams out of the equation, that Mumfield now becomes the receiver that runs the second most routes. Now, again, listen, remember what I said earlier. I think the Rams will mostly be in formations tonight, and maybe McVay throws a curveball and he's like, listen, like, they know this is coming. I'm going to do something different and spread it out and have four receivers on the field. I think that's what makes this game really interesting, right? But my sense is that Mumfield will be the Rams receiver that plays the second most snaps tonight. The tight ends may play more snaps. I'm saying wide receiver. His receiving yards prop, Mumfield, somewhere in the range of 9.5, 10.5 at BetMGM. I like that over. I also like him to score a touchdown tonight. Kanata Mumfield for the LA Rams.
I love it. Nick, I want to ask you, and we're talking with Nick Costos. Obviously, You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 Eastern time. Catch him Sunday mornings right here before the Football Sunday Show with myself, 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern time. Also, You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern time on the BetMGM Network and the Odyssey app. Nick, before we get to the Sunday NFL games and get your thoughts there, I'm curious in terms of the four-pack of college football playoff games that we're going to see. One Friday night, three on Saturday. Anything there that you like between the four matchups?
Yeah, I'll give you my most confident pick to start. And actually, I want to just see what the number is right now because I know like the favorite flipped in the Oklahoma-Alabama game, which is tomorrow night. That's the first game of the playoff. just searching it right here. Okay, so Oklahoma is now about a 1-point home favorite. This opened Alabama as a small favorite. And again, that's tomorrow night in Norman. So these games, these four games, are all played on campuses. So there is a home game here. These are not neutral site games. So just a little background on this game, Moose. These two teams, Bama and Oklahoma, played in Tuscaloosa back on November 15th. And I bet Alabama in the game. I bet -5.5. They closed 6. Oklahoma beat them outright. And if you look in the box score after the game, Alabama kind of thoroughly outplayed Oklahoma in the game, but turned the ball over 3 times, and that's how Oklahoma was able to register the win. So you would think, like, oh, well, now I'm just going to...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Like Alabama again, because... Yo, Oklahoma probably got lucky the first time. I actually love Oklahoma tomorrow night. The reason why, Alabama can't run the ball. Like, they are, whether it's, and I don't think the audience cares about, like, this in depth, but, like, yeah, like, the running back's been injured. Their offensive line, like, their running game is ineffective is all that matters. So they're really one-dimensional. Oklahoma, their defensive coordinator is, their head coach is Brent Venables, who is the former Clemson defensive coordinator. Absolute stud defensive coordinator at the collegiate level. I think they're going to be really easy to game plan for Alabama. Like, Oklahoma knows what they're going to have to do. Oklahoma has a better defense. Oklahoma has better special teams. And there's a big question, Moose, as to the health of Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson. So I love Oklahoma tomorrow night. Now, if you're listening to this right now or watching this on YouTube, shout out to you. You know, the point spread of the game is 1. Like, it's not, I'm not trying to paint this as the best bet of all time. The betting market says it's a coin flip. I really like Oklahoma. Do whatever the hell you want, you, the person listening or watching. And the rest of the games, just very quickly, I think Oregon blows out JMU. I don't know if I'll have a cent of money on that game. I would bet Oregon if I had to. I bet Ole Miss -17 against Tulane. Those two teams played back in September, and Ole Miss won 45-17. I don't care that Lane Kiffin's not there anymore. I do like Ole Miss against Tulane. And I did bet Miami +3.5 against Texas A&M. That's the early game on Saturday. And for people wondering, like, why are the best games on Friday night and Saturday during the day? Because the NFL has 2 games on Saturday, and college football wants the audience, like, to watch the best college football games. Miami and Texas A&M, Moose, to me, are, like, equals. A&M is home, and that's why A&M's favored. If you're going to give me more than 3, I'll take it. So give me 3.5 with Miami on Saturday at noon against Texas A&M.
All right, Nick, let's get to the second game doubleheader on Saturday in the NFL, and that's Bears and Packers in Chicago. Obviously, no Micah Parsons, done for the year, torn ACL when you're looking at Green Bay. You know, a 10-4 Chicago team, 9-4-1 Packer team coming off the loss last Sunday in Denver against the Broncos. The Bears are a slight home favorite.
Yeah, so and at BetMGM, I think, and the books are all over the place on this game. I just want to see where we're at here, because if you like the Chicago Bears, you can still bet +1 right now. The Bears are still the dog right now.
Okay.
At Lambeau. So just like the betting market thinks the game's a coin flip, right? So I think there's something, Moose, that we still have to have figured out as far as injuries go with this game. And it's the Bears receivers. So Roma Dunze, and this sucked for fantasy owners last week, for fantasy football players, because Roma Dunze was, you know, we were told at 11:30 a.m. Eastern last week he was going to play, and then he, like, re-aggravated his foot injury, like, 5 minutes before kickoff and ended up not playing in the game. So my guess is Roma Dunze is probably not going to play. Luther Burden, who's actually Chicago's best wide receiver, their rookie second rounder out of Missouri, has not practiced yet this week. We don't have a practice report yet for today. And if he doesn't play, now you're facing a Bears receiver group that really is just like DJ Moore and like Olamide Zaccheaus and like the rookie tight end Colston Loveland. It becomes a lot easier for Green Bay and, you know, Giants rumored head coaching candidate Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley to defend. And it looks like Christian Watson's going to play in this game. Green Bay's best receiver. He went down. I thought he broke his collarbone last week against the Broncos when he got injured. It looks like he's going to play. So if we get to a situation, Moose, where Watson's playing and Burden and Odunze are out, I'm going to like Green Bay in the game, but I don't have the answers to those questions yet. So a lean for me right now towards the Green Bay Packers.
All right, late window on Sunday. You got two good matchups, Jaguars and Broncos in Denver. You know, two double-digit win teams. Denver, obviously, 12-2 on the season. Steelers and Lions in Detroit, two 8-6 teams. I guess dealer's choice of those two games. You like anything there?
Yeah, I think I'm going to bet Jacksonville just to win. And I have not placed that bet yet. And it's Thursday, right? So we're still kind of early in the NFL betting week. We still don't have, we have less than half of the injury information available to us right now. So things can and probably will change. I would encourage people to check out my Sunday morning show where we'll finalize everything. I'm leaning towards the Jaguars, Moose. And the reason why, and I actually don't mean this to be disrespectful to Bo Nix, who I actually think he was excellent last week against Green Bay. Trevor Lawrence right now is playing some of the best football of his career. I actually think he is playing the best football of his career right now. And if you're going to give me a full three with the Jaguars, I'd be interested in that. And if Trevor Lawrence is going to ball out in this game, I'll just take the Jaguars to win. So I haven't placed that bet yet, but if you made me pick it right now, I would bet Jacksonville plus the three and Jacksonville to win the game.
Anything with the two locals, Jets and Saints, Giants, Vikings?
Well, I'll just say this about the Giants.
Right.
You know, I'm going to go a little out of order here with the three final opponents. So it's Vikings, Raiders, Cowboys, but that's not really a catchy acronym. So Giants fans, here's what I want everybody to say and get this kind of ingrained in your dome. VCR. VCR. Vikings, Cowboys, Raiders. Final three games of the season. Here are the marching orders for Giants fans. Lose all three games. Lose all three. Losing is winning. You lose all three, doubt has been removed. Joe Shane and everybody, they're out, and the Giants get the number one overall pick in the draft. And it's not even like I want the Giants to use the number one overall pick, because it would either be on a quarterback, and I like Jackson Dart, or like Ohio State edge rusher Arvell Reese or Miami edge rusher Reuben Bain, and the Giants took Abdul Carter, took Kayvon Thibodeau, traded for and then paid Brian Burns and took Dexter Lawrence. Like, they have enough high-priced players on the defensive line. You get the number one pick so you can trade it. Because all these morons, I almost cursed just now, all these morons out there that think this is some great roster are mistaken, because they're, again, one of the worst teams in the league, and it needs a lot of help. Get the number one pick, trade it to a team that wants Fernando Mendoza, acquire more assets, and let's rebuild this and get back to the glory days. Do I think the Giants are going to win? Of course not. I think they're going to lose to Minnesota. I would only bet the Vikings. Jets Saints is a little more interesting. Moose, I have bet the Saints each of the last 2 weeks, talked about it on my show on Sundays, and on my weekday show on You Better You Bet. That's betting New Orleans as an underdog. It's one thing to bet New Orleans plus 2.5 at home or plus 8 on the road. Now, like, you're laying 4.5, which means that in order for the Saints to win your bet, if you place it, they have to win the game by like 6, 7, or 10 points, knowing the math of the NFL. Now, can they do that? Yeah, like Brady Cook didn't look great last week. The Jets were terrible. Like, they fired the defensive coordinator. Would I bet the Saints in the game? Probably not. I don't know if I trust New Orleans at this point to win a game by margin. It's way different if they have to win a close game or lose by not a lot than to win by margin. So a lean for me towards the Jets. I don't know if I'll bet the game.
Nick, is there anything? I know it's only Thursday, but is there any game that we haven't hit upon? We hit upon only a few, all the college games that you love, adore, anything coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, let's take a look. Okay, I'll give you two. The Patriots on Sunday night are a 3-point dog in Baltimore. Yeah, I kind of really don't agree with that. I still don't think Lamar Jackson's fully healthy. Drake May obviously is, even if the Patriots yacked it away last Sunday to the Buffalo Bills. Patriots plus three. I think the Patriots can easily win that game on the road in Baltimore on Sunday night. And the other one would be, and this is kind of like, let's see what happens with injuries. I think Dallas might slam the Chargers on Sunday. The Chargers have, you know, beat in consecutive weeks. They beat the Eagles and they beat the Chiefs, right? The teams that played in last year's Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts turned the ball over five times on Monday night, and Kansas City is just like, was dead team walking, and then Mahomes tore his ACL. Very quietly, and this is not an anti-Justin Herbert thing, Moose, because he's been great.
Yeah.
Their offense, like, stinks. Like, it's not very good. And if you want to view this from a fantasy perspective, like, who are you excited to start right now on the Chargers offense? Like, you're going to start Omarion Hampton because he's their starting running back. You'll start Ladd McConkey. I guess, do you feel good about any of these guys?
No,
you feel
I
good about
not.
Herbert? You don't, right? And not that Dallas's defense is a world beater, but I think Dallas can score on this Chargers defense, and I don't know if the Chargers can score enough to keep up. So I do like Dallas. I don't know how I'm going to bet Dallas yet, but I do like the Cowboys on Sunday against the Chargers.
All right, Nick, before I let you go, if you've got one Christmas song to play to get into the holiday spirit, what would it be?
It's a great question. I love Christmas music. You know that, though. About
I do
me, right?
know that. I do. That's why I asked the question. I know. I've known you a long time. Wacko for Flacco. Yes.
Yeah. I think the number one, the 1.01, the number one overall pick in the first round of Christmas song drafts, and there are so many great choices. I think it has to be Nat King Cole's version of the Christmas song, which is Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
Fantastic.
But it's good. And I will, Moose, for people interested, can I give a cheap plug very quickly?
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. Floor's yours.
On Instagram, at the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Like, I hate Twitter, but I still post there because it's, like, important for work, even though it sucks. At the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. I have been building over the course of this holiday season, because I love Christmas music, I'm building a playlist on Apple Music of what I consider to be the definitive version of each of the best Christmas songs. So, like, there are a million versions, for example, of the Christmas song, which is the Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. I believe that Nat King Cole's version is the best. There are a million versions of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Frank Sinatra's is the best. So it's one song. So you won't get multiples. One song, what I consider to be the best one. I will put that on social media next week leading up to the holidays for anyone that's interested. And maybe you're not interested, and that's fine. But since you asked, there's my answer.
I love it. Nick, you're the best. I really do. Do we have it? No, we do not. I thought we were going to close it out with a little Nat King Cole. But that is a great 101.01.
What would yours be?
That's up there. I love Do They Know It's Christmas? That's another one that I absolutely love.
Is that the Feed the World song?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yes.
Great song.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Boy George is in there. I mean, that's another great one. I like, you know what else one I love? Underrated? Silver Bells. Silver and Gold by Burl Ives.
Well, I would say that Silver Bells is also fantastic. I have that. I think Elvis has the best version of Silver Bells.
Oh. Great. Christmas, it puts you right in the, like, you're like, I'm in the kitchen, I put it up on Google. It's great. Listen to it. It puts you in the best spirit ever.
So this has got, we got a couple Dean Martin songs on this, like Marshmallow World is a Dean Martin classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Dean Martin. Got some good Bing Crosby songs on this, a couple Mel Torme's. Oh, yeah, love this.
Nick, you're the best, brother. Appreciate it. Good luck with all your plays tonight, and I'll be listening to you on Sunday morning, man.
Appreciate it. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And I know it's been said, Moose, many times, many ways, but Merry Christmas, my friends,
Merry
to
Christmas,
you.
Merry Christmas, teens. Nick's the best. That was the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.